G'day. Just thought I'd give this microphone a bit of a run for its money, see what it's like. It's a Rode Procaster. I've been interested to get one of these for some time. When I first started podcasting, I got a Behringer professional podcasting kit. It's had a little mixing desk and a pair of really shitty headphones, a C1 microphone, which is okay, and I've been using that to date. The thing with the C1 is I can actually step away from it and still be heard. Like right now, I'm virtually chewing, like virtually eating this microphone, and I have to do in order to be able to stay on it. But with the C1, I could step back to about here and I'd be heard just the same. The unfortunate thing about that, it picks up all the background. I'm not in a studio, I'm in my home. And normally I close all the windows, I turn the fridge off, I turn my hard drives off, because if anything starts up, I can hear it. Whereas with this one, maybe I don't have to so much because I can get right on top of it and eat the microphone. So I've left the whole place open. All the windows and doors are on. The fridge is actually running at the moment. And I'll be interested to hear, when I listen back to this, how much noise is picked up from the outside environment that's coming through. Like that, I was very quiet then. I can hear birds. Can you? Maybe you can. But I'm really interested to see how this goes. I also bought myself a articulated springy type microphone stand for it, so that I can push the microphone out of the way but still have it virtually there all the time. All I've got to do is maybe turn the power on and whack, I'm up and running. I don't have to worry about fussing too much. I can use the professional microphone a lot more often rather than having a Skype call using the built-in microphones. I can use this microphone without having to fuss so much. This is the the Rode Procaster. My voice doesn't sound real good. I feel a bit croaky at the moment. But, I can get right on top of it. Like right now, my lips are actually brushing the microphone. And I can get right on top of it. And if I talk too loud, the volume will go up. It's interesting. I think it's going to be a very good microphone. I'll just have to learn a little bit more about the whole post-production side of things. Ooh, got to be careful not to talk directly into it like that because my breath hits it. Yeah, well, I don't have a blast filter in front of it, so maybe I'll get one of those in time. Talking off mic a little bit like that is fine. Anyway, that's it. Just wanted to give this little test a go, see what it's like. Catch you later. Bye-bye.